when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
Happy Friday.
Yay! Nikki and Zamello here.
Very hot one.
With a, look, not surprising, severe fire danger forecast.
Yeah.
For Perth, the Peel, the southwest, the south coast. So I got a note saying campers especially be vigilant, yeah. I guess. Because whilst there's not necessarily total bans, depending on where you are, you obviously got to pay attention. Be very careful.
I mean, it's hot. Why would you be using anything that even involves fire?
Even at night time.
Like, yeah. Eat cold food. Just do everything cold today.
Yeah, I would sleep.
It's too hot.
I would sleep in water.
Would you? Okay.
No.
Interesting.
I just realised that. Probably not.
But it is really hot. I reckon if you've got any pups outside today, if you can make sure you leave a bit of extra water for them, extra shade.
And nothing in cars. Leave nothing in cars. Way. Like nothing living, nothing plastic, nothing anything. Because all
nothing
of
nothing that you want to remain in its current form.
No. That's a good call.
It will melt.
So
kids,
pets, or plastic things.
They'll all melt.
Good to know. It's official. Joe Biden has been certified as the next president of the USA.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And despite the insane images out of Washington yesterday, the House and the Senate officially validated his win. And for the first time, Mr. Trump acknowledged defeat. It's the first time. Like, he wasn't going
Mr.
to.
Mr. Trump. I Mr. like Trump. That now.
Yeah.
No more President Trump.
Well, for a little bit longer. Biden will be sworn in January 20. And given that yesterday, in the end, four people died and 52 were arrested in the riot, we can only imagine what. Hopefully the inauguration is not going to be anything like that when he gets sworn in.
So.
Meantime, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and YouTube have all essentially blocked the current president from posting anything till the end of his term. Twitter potentially indefinitely.
Wow.
Well, you know, this is the consequences of.
Yeah, well, if people are going to die because of things that he's saying, then.
It's exactly what these rules are all about. Anyway, so totally unrelated things. I saw an article in the Mandurah Mail where a professor of biological science at UWA, his name's Theo Evans, described all of us as walking drinking fountains for flies, which isn't surprising.
That is very complicated. A walking drinking fountain.
For a fly.
For a
basically,
fly.
Yeah. When they come and annoy us, they're going for
they want moisture.
All the moist bits. So, which, you know.
That's why they would land on food or if you're sweaty.
Sweaty.
And when,
when
it's humid, there are a billion flies.
Because,
they want the moisture.
So many opportunities. The drinking fountain is open. It's a kind of description that makes me like flies even less, I guess. But I understand that everything has a place in the amazing world of nature. But surely
nobody likes a fly.
Even a biological scientist would have trouble loving flies, surely.
Yeah.
And speaking of natural things, can we just wrap up the discussion from yesterday about flatus?
Flatus?
That is the technical term. Yes, it is.
Flatulence.
As some of you may have heard, someone declared, we didn't, we just passed on that someone declared yesterday past gas day. and we opened up a discussion on Facebook about what we called farts when we were kids, right? Now, Nikki, you said your family called them?
It was pop-offs.
Pop-offs. And that was a very popular term, for sure. Alongside fluffs, I think they were the
fluffs,
two most popular. In my family, they were popples.
Which is weird.
I'm not sure if that was a child who came up with that or if it was maybe, because my dad's from Penang, like maybe he misheard things.
It's very pop-off and he's like, popple.
He sometimes gets these things wrong. But popples, weirdly enough, were a stuffed toy in the 80s that didn't make it to Australia, but that's even weirder. But anyway, thank you to the hundreds of people that joined in the chat, literally. I think it's been one of the biggest responses to a Facebook post involving our podcast.
Everyone loves a fart.
Which I think lets you know everything you need to know about our audience, pretty much. Anyway, they confessed to calling them everything from bum burps, bombers.
Yep. Bombers? Jesus.
Air biscuits or cookies.
Air biscuits?
The Aussie classic.
That's disgusting.
Drop your guts. Yeah. I mean, that's the, you know, of course. One kid apparently made up the term Pompey Party Farty Parties.
It's my favourite.
Which I like
Pompey
so far.
Party Farty Party.
We had a couple
of the tongue.
A couple of international efforts. Someone from Scotland called them pumps.
Pumps. I'm just pumping them out.
And a few from England nominated Trumps.
Trumps.
Now, that's not
Fair
related
enough.
To the current US president. That's as in trumpets.
A trumpet.
So they call them Trumps. But probably.
Blame the trumpet up,
Trumpet bum was what my
trumpet bum,
my
yeah.
uncle used to call my dad. But anyway, apparently my too much info about the family. Probably my favourite is unicorn puffs.
Unicorn puffs,
which sounds very sweet,
yeah,
and also
it does.
Sounds a bit like a brekkie cereal.
Unicorn puffs.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
I could probably keep it to three.
Oh,
all right,
good.
Let's
That's
have a
segment.
Abalone season is here, and tomorrow is the next fishing session, 7 till 8 for those with a licence. It's also, as of midday today, marin season.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's a good time to be enjoying the bounty of the ocean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That runs through till February 5, and of course, obviously, you get out there and get some crays and, you know,
a marin in
crabs
the ocean?
As well.
Mariner in rivers.
Yes, yes. True. Okay. All right.
All right.
The beauty of our waterways.
Thank
you. The fruits of the liquid world. That sounds weird. Details, anyway, at fish.wa.gov.au. Severe fire danger.
Danger.
And then sure what happened there. Severe fire danger is forecast for Perth, the Peel, southwest and south coast. In fact, lots of spots around the state today. So campers especially, but everyone, be very careful today.
Yeah, definitely.
And look, 40, course, makes sense. Not going to take much to set things off.
Make sure every pets have got water, nothing in cars.
Leave nothing in cars.
It's going to be very hot, so lots of shade for everyone.
January 8 is Elvis's birthday.
Oh.
The original rock star would have been 85.
Wow.
Today. So we could, I mean, you know, if things hadn't got to him, he could still very easily still be kicking around.
Yeah.
Still making the news.
Definitely.
And today is also, okay, I said four. But I'm not going to. Today is also the Earth's rotation day.
Oh, is it?
It's the anniversary of the day in 1851 when French physicist Léon Foucault demonstrated the Earth's rotation. Léon Foucault demonstrated the Earth's rotation using a giant pendulum. And the direction that it swings changes as the Earth rotates. So over the course of a day, it swings and then it's sort of moving in different directions around like a, you know, a circle on the ground. I know. That's how we proved it.
There you go. People were really smart, weren't they?
I know.
That discovered all these things. Now what?
Well, we got Facebook.
We just Google.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to figure that out? Oh, Google it. Yeah, not, I'm going to get a giant pendulum and figure this out.
Vaguely depressed me now for a Friday, but thank you. I got a Christmas card yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure if it's
nice for next year.
Well, I'm not sure if it's the first or the last of the batch, but it came from a friend in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him a message on Facebook, like, just to say thanks and stuff. And he said, turns out they sent it in November.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
I don't know what happened there, but it seems likely that even mail from overseas is having to quarantine at the border at the moment.
Yeah. I feel like you're better off sending a parcel than a letter, because it seems to take so long to get cards. Even like, I think it took over a week for our family in Serpentine to send us a Christmas card.
Oh, well.
So that's over a week to travel 30 kilometres.
Everyone knows Serpentine to Rockingham is the hardest stretch. And January 8, which is today, Elvis's birthday. He would have been 85, the original rock star.
There you go.
You know, aside from a few shows in Canada, Elvis never performed on foreign soil. The theory is his manager, Colonel Parker, who is the one Tom Hanks is playing in the movie, turned down all the offers to perform abroad because he was an illegal immigrant and feared he wouldn't be allowed back into the US if they went overseas.
Right.
And in 1956, he did one of three appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show, right, in the US. 60 million people tuned in.
Wow.
That's more than 80% of the available TV viewing audience. So it's a bit like the ratings for us.
Yeah, I know. I mean, who isn't listening, right?
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news caught fresh from our sparkling waters, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. RuPaul's Drag Race is coming to Australia. After more than a decade on our screens, the news of the Australian spin-off was confirmed last year, but reports are that the filming of RuPaul's Drag Race Australia is about to begin. Our production has reportedly been moved to New Zealand from Sydney at the moment due to the city's recent COVID outbreak, but most of the drag talent that has signed up are Australian.
So it's RuPaul's Australian edition.
Australian / New Zealand.
Shot in New Zealand. Okay.
Yeah, but we're all very excited.
If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
True that.
So hey, true.
Is that actually going to feature RuPaul? Is RuPaul going to come out, or is he
hiring
local talent to replace him? Or?
Yeah, I don't know any of the details yet, but look, if it's RuPaul's Drag Race, I would hope that he comes out.
You'd have to think so.
Yeah. Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker has revealed that the band will be releasing a new album this year.
Really?
Yeah. A fan on Instagram asked, any new Blink 182 albums dropping this year? Barker replied in all capitals, yes. There you go. Nice and simple.
Easy.
Doja Cat has revealed she also has a new album on the way this year. She has been teasing the collaborations on the album via Twitter, now only following 8 people and tweeting, following them for a reason.
Oh.
Guess why? One would assume that they're all featuring on her new album, which is said to be Planet Her. And the artists she's still following include Megan Thee Stallion, Young Thug, Saweetie, French Montana, ASAP Ferg, The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, and SZA.
Wow.
It's going to be one big album.
Yes.
And Kelly Clarkson has covered Drake's big hit, Hold On, We're Going Home, for the Kellyoke segment on her talk show. Just hold on.
Very good. She
there
really
is nothing she can't sing.
Nah.
I don't care what anyone says. They're wrong.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.